The genetic armor defeating colorectal cancer. Mega Doctor News, by Wayne State University Division of Research. Newswise, Detroit. A team of scientists from the Barbara Ann Carmanos Cancer Institute, Wayne State University, and institutions across the U.S. have published a landmark paper on the role of TGFBR1*6A, a naturally occurring genetic mutation in the TGFBR1 gene found in approximately 14% of the general population. The study, TGFBR1*6A and Risk for Colorectal Cancer, published online June 9, 2026 in Cancer Communications, a science partner journal with an impact factor of 24.9, focuses on TGFBR1*6A and how it influences a person's risk of developing colorectal cancer. Dr. Boris Pasch, president and CEO of the Carmanos Cancer Institute and chair of the Wayne State University Department of Oncology, was the first to discover TGFBR1*6A as a cancer risk allele. This mutation has often been overlooked by genome-wide association study chips, which cannot detect TGFBR1*6A, and is commonly missed by next-generation sequencing platforms due to the complexity of the region, said Dr. Allan Johansson, postdoctoral fellow and first author of the paper. In this study, we demonstrated that carriers of TGFBR1*6A have a reduced risk of developing colorectal cancer. This protective effect is even more pronounced in siblings of patients and in patients with familial adenomatous polyposis, a rare, inherited genetic condition that causes hundreds or more precancerous growths, called polyps, to form inside the colon and rectum. If left untreated, these polyps will inevitably turn into colorectal cancer, typically by around the age of 40. For a long time, standard genetic sequencing tools overlooked this variant because of the difficulty reading it with DNA sequencing methods. To understand its role, the researchers engineered a special, humanized, mouse model carrying this genetic code and examined extensive genetic data from a global registry of human families. They discovered that having this specific genetic variation acts like a natural shield, noticeably reducing the risk of colorectal cancer. Their findings could have significant implications for personalized patient care in the future. Pasch shared the history and importance of the findings from this research. The journey began with the identification of TGFBR1*6A during my postdoc in Joan Massagué's lab in the late 1990s, said Pasch. Functional assessments showed that TGFBR1*6A transduced TGF-beta signals less effectively than its wild-type counterpart, TGFBR1. Early studies suggested that TGFBR1*6A may act as a colorectal cancer susceptibility allele. However, subsequent research by other groups did not confirm this association. Together with my longtime collaborator, Dr. Antonio Di Cristofano, we developed a mouse model of TGFBR1*6A by replacing the murine TGFBR1 exon 1 with the human TGFBR1*6A or TGFBR1 exon 1. This model revealed that mice carrying the TGFBR1*6A allele developed fewer polyps and adenocarcinomas compared to those with two copies of the TGFBR1 allele. In collaboration with the Colon Cancer Family Registry, the research team led by Pasch assessed the association of TGFBR1*6A with colorectal cancer risk among patients and their unaffected siblings. The findings were strikingly similar in humans, establishing TGFBR1*6A as a colorectal cancer protective allele. These exciting results are the culmination of years of work and support from the NCI, AACR, and ACTS. The research study was a collaborative effort that included Wayne State University faculty members DRs Weil Socker, Ann Schwartz, Jennifer Beebe Dimmer, Lara Sacheston Campbell, Asfar Azmi, Hugo Jimenez, and Greg Dyson, as well as collaborators from Wake Forest University, and collaborators from the NCI-sponsored Colon Cancer Family Registry from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. Dr. Carl Langfeld and Julie Ziegler at Wake Forest University did critical ancestry work that harnessed the strength of genome-wide association studies data from the Colon Cancer Family Registry, allowing for the integration of genetic background into the analysis. This study was funded by the National Cancer Institute of the National Institutes of Health, R01CA108741 and R01CA137000. To view the paper, Visit https://spj.science.org/doi/10.34133/cancom.0033. The Barbara Ann Carmanos Cancer Institute is a leader in transformative cancer care, research and education through courage, commitment and compassion. The Carmanos vision is a world free of cancer. As part of McLaren Healthcare, Carmanos is the largest provider of cancer care and research in Michigan. For more than 75 years, the administrative and research headquarters, along with the premier specialty cancer hospital, have been located in downtown Detroit. With multiple network sites, Carmanos delivers world-renowned care and access to clinical trials throughout Michigan and northern Ohio. The National Cancer Institute recognizes Carmanos as one of the best cancer centers in the nation with a comprehensive cancer center designation. Its academic partnership with the Wayne State University School of Medicine provides the framework for cancer research and education, defining new standards of care and improving survivorship. For more information, call 1-800-CARMANOS, 800-527-6266, or visit carmanos.org. Follow Carmanos on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Wayne State University is one of the nation's preeminent public research universities in an urban setting. Through its multidisciplinary approach to research and education, and its ongoing collaboration with government, industry, and other institutions, the university seeks to enhance economic growth and improve the quality of life in the city of Detroit, state of Michigan, and throughout the world. For more information about research at Wayne State University, visit research.wayne.edu.